Hi, this is Mark Helm, the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and we are in the second episode in a series starting, I'm not sure when you're listening to this or seeing this, but we're starting 2022 off with a Back to Basics series of episodes, and this is number two. And I want to introduce you to Jim. Now, Jim, that's not his real name. But Jim is someone I started working with a few years ago. And when I was when I connected with Jim, he reached out to me. Jim was, he was a salesperson. Jim was someone who had built some small apartments, nothing big, you know, fourplexes, duplexes, bought some, sold them, residential properties. But he thought self-storage might be the next logical step for him. He had success in single family and small multifamily, but he wanted something more stable and something that was really worth his time. Now, Jim had a problem. His problem was he was working and he was making mid six-figure income. Doesn't sound like a problem, but when you're making that much money and your family is used to the lifestyle that that income provides, there's really no way to go, it's hard to go full-time into an unknown business like the self-storage business. But Jim's quote to me was, going to work is a soul-sucking experience every day. And the rules of the game continually change because the people that are changing it are nowhere near as good as salespeople as I am. I have the feeling I have no control over my future. The cheese is always moving. Now, Jim is a go-getter, a self-starter, and he can manage himself. Now, it's hard to jump into the self-storage business full-time or even create enough time to do what sometimes was needed to be done when you're working that hard making that much money. But he assured me that he would devote whatever time he could to it. Here's the thing. Within a year, Jim was able to quit his job. No, he didn't replace all of his income, but he replaced enough of it. And he had quit his job. He had two huge development projects going. I mean, multi-millions of dollars in two projects. He was getting fees for the development. He was getting management income, and he got a large percentage of the cash flow and how he organized and put his deals together. Within a year, Jim got up every day, went to work in his business, creating his future for his family and himself. Within 3.5 years or so, Jim's selling one of the projects, making multi-million dollar profit that he's going to roll into his next project or two. Now, what's exciting about Jim is not so much the money he's making, but how Jim evolved over these last few years. Jim is now someone, he knows himself as someone who can create a big game, go out and play it, have success at it. How his family relates to him now is probably different. And Jim shows up for himself and shows up in the world as a very powerful person. Now, it's not all roses and cherries and everything's fine. There's a lot of challenges he deals with on a day-to-day basis. But he knows himself as someone who's a match for whatever comes his way. To me, that's where the real juice of being in this business is who you get to be and how you get to show up for yourself, your friends, your family, as well as the financial opportunity it provides. Now, not everyone experiences the success Jim has had, but I promise you, at least where in the world I traffic in and the people I work with, he is in no way an isolated example. But there are current challenges that Jim dealt with and every small investor has to deal with. In the last episode, we kind of laid out a very briefly, we laid out a very high picture of how the industry is today and what one of the main challenges we have as small investors, which is everything's so expensive. It's hard to get in, it's hard to find opportunities. We gave you what the solution that Jim and the people and I and the people, at least in my world, are the solution we have to that problem. But that solution creates another problem. Here's the thing. Every problem I have today, or most every problem I'm aware of, was at one time the solution to another problem. So the solution is basically we're going for deals and opportunities that the big guys aren't too focused on right now. But that creates another issue. We've got to know our numbers. We've got to be able to look at an opportunity, see what's missing, or what we can add, how much we can add, what the cost is going to be, what the income is going to be, and what the expenses are going to be. So it really requires some very specific knowledge, and it requires ongoing, updated numbers. Construction numbers in this boot camp are going to be very different than the last boot camp I did 3 months ago. Now, my experience is, unless someone is comfortable, has confidence in their ability to look at an opportunity or look at a raw piece of land or look at a vacant building and know what that building's going to be worth when they're done, what the income and expenses are going to be, what the value is going to be, and what it's going to cost to get there. Mostly, people do nothing, or they write very weak offers to try to be safe, or they rely on the business strategy of hope. I hope I did a good deal. All of those are not a very strategic way of getting in the self-storage business. Reality is most people just do nothing because they're unsure. And when you're unsure, you do nothing. Now, you don't have to attend the boot camp to get current construction numbers or budget numbers or estimates today, but in each boot camp, we go over what's currently going on in the market today, what construction numbers are, what operating expense numbers are currently. A lot of that depends on what your business strategy is, how you're going to run it, how to determine what the income is. And we spend a lot of time going over opportunity by opportunity, how to know what you can pay for that today based on what's going to be there when you're done. That is one of the real keys for the small investor today. When you have confidence in your ability to look at a deal and know what's going to happen, it gives you power when you're negotiating. It takes a lot of the emotion out of it because you know what you can pay based on what kind of returns you're after. And life gets, I won't say simple, but it sure gets a lot easier. We also talk about how to analyze a trade area. Now, there's no way in this episode I can go into the level of detail it takes on how to analyze a deal. But what I can do, when someone registers for the boot camp, one of the first things I do is I send them two videos on how to analyze expansions and how to analyze conversions. So if you're watching this on YouTube, there'll be a link below where you can get those videos for free. If you're reading this, just click. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, go to the show notes and they'll take you to a page, put your email in there, and you will be sent a link to the two videos. This ought to support you in analyzing at least conversions and expansions, which are two of the basic opportunities as small investors we are focused on today. Now, be careful, when I recorded that, some of the numbers, construction numbers, are different today than they were when I recorded it. But you'll know how to, we will talk in there about how to update those numbers. construction numbers are always a moving target, but they're not hard to figure it out. Jim would not be stopped by not knowing what construction numbers are. He knows where to go and how to quickly get them. He knows how to determine what the potential income is, even if it's just raw land. And we'll talk a lot about how to analyze a trade area in the boot camp, so we know, at least preliminarily, before we get third-party feasibility report and validation of our assumptions, we'll have a very good idea what the supply demand is for that piece of land, that facility, or that vacant building. So don't hesitate to take advantage of this free two-video training on how to analyze conversions or how to analyze expansions. Just knowing what to look for and knowing how to analyze them doesn't solve all the challenges we have as small investors. The next challenge is how do we get deals to look at? How do we create ongoing deal flow? We'll talk about that next week. And I do want to take an opportunity here to talk about, if you've watched this far, or listened this far, odds are you're interested in getting in or growing your self-storage business. Now, I'm offering February 4th and 5th, the next virtual, live, two-day self-storage boot camp. Now, in this boot camp, we go into a lot of detail. It's a four-phase strategy. We start from foundation, building a business plan strategy, all the way to putting your project into service. We'll support you with a lot of one-on-one group training, and as a community, we stay together for the next 3 months after the boot camp, where we get together every other week, talk about challenges, successes we've had, and basically the community supports each other. We even have people from previous boot camps attend and share what they're doing and how they've gotten into business and what their challenges are being in the business, so you can get in real time support from real people doing the same thing that you're doing and aren't competing with you. Now, if you're watching this or listening to this after February 4th and 5th, go to Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage to find out when the next one is, or to explore the on-demand boot camp and see if that might support you. My goal is, if you want to be in the self-storage business, I want to support you in getting in. The boot camp might not be for everybody, and I've got to limit the number of people because I don't want to have any person, more than one person from any city or market area. So if you have claimed a market area and you've registered for the boot camp, no one else in that area is going to be in that boot camp. That way, I don't want to create an environment where you pay me money and then feel like you're competing for deals with somebody else that's also attending it. There'll be a lot of one-on-one support if you need it in the boot camp and in the follow-up to it, and you don't have to memorize everything because you'll have a workbook and all the forms and procedures that we use every step of the way in our company will be given to you as well. So if you want to be in the self-storage business this year, 2022, or whatever year you're watching this, the self-storage boot camp could be just what you need. Now, when you go to the page to find out more information about it, if you still have questions or not sure if it's for you and you want to talk to me, there'll be a link there where you can call and schedule a phone call with me. I'm happy to talk with you. It's not for everybody. If it's not for you, I'll give you my opinion and why, and I might send you somewhere else or to some other person where I think will be more support for you. So I hope to hear from you, and if you want to be in the self-storage business but are struggling or can't figure out how to do it, maybe this is just for you. So thank you very much. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I look forward to being with you next week.